One thing I've learned after all these years, you're gonna save yourself a whole lot of tears. Don't try to figure out who was wrong and who was right. Got to move along, baby. Let's ride. You got to roll with the punches. Yeah, you got to go with the flow.
Yeah, you gotta roll with the punches. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Hibernian Radio. I'm your old friend Mike Houlihan. We're coming at you from the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue. Brought to you by Local 150, Sheehy Funeral Home, Cork and Kerry, Fox's Pizza, Flood Brothers, Guinness, and Chicago Firefighters Local 2. We got a great show tonight. Thanks so much for joining us every Wednesday night here at the Cork and Kerry. You can hear the show on Saturday nights from 7 to 8 at WSBC 1240 on your AM dial. Also streaming live at Global Irish Radio all over the world, GIR.ie. And you can catch the podcast usually up by Sunday at HibernianRadio.org. So we got a great, you know, as you know, we are dedicated to our Irish first responders, our cops, firefighters, and paramedics, because we believe they are the modern-day equivalent of our ancient mythological Irish warriors, and indeed they are putting their lives on the line every day for us and our families, and we appreciate that, and they deserve our respect. And tonight we got a very interesting guest, Chicago Fire Department Captain Tim McCarthy. Tim, welcome to the show, pal.
Thank you very much.
There, he's got his entourage with him. It's terrific.
Jimmy.
So you're a neighborhood guy. You grew up in Tommy Moore. Went on the fire department in 96. So that's 25 years you've been on the fire.
25 years.
Yeah, that's terrific.
Best class ever.
And several different assignments, but right now you're a captain of the 5th District, Truck 41, right?
That's right.
Now you also have an interesting... I wouldn't call it a side job, a vocation more than a... You're an artist and a painter.
I sure am.
Yeah.
We have a little art gallery in Evergreen Park.
So, you've been doing that since you were a kid, right?
Yeah.
As you mentioned in here, your first teacher was your mother.
I was very blessed to have an artist as a mother, and I would pretend like I was sick, and I would stay home and sit on her lap, and she'd teach me how to draw.
Oh, God bless her. All right, so let's go back and pick up with the fire department first. What did your dad do for a living? Was he a firefighter?
He was a bricklayer.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah. So he worked with a lot of firemen, but he never took the job.
Oh, you know, for years I was the marketing director of the Brick Marketing Council, promoting brick and masonry and all that stuff. Great people. Jimmy Allen or Tom, you know, Jimmy Allen was the president of the Bricklayers Union. Great guy. Is your dad still with us?
No, he passed 25 years ago.
God rest his soul. Right when you went on the fire department.
It was actually a year before, so 26 years ago.
Yeah. And so are you the first firefighter in your family?
Yep.
That's terrific. What did you do before that?
I did fundraising for St. Rita High School.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You're a coach at Rita.
Yes. I coached there for about 16 years total.
Did you go to Rita?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. So I
and you were coaching what, soccer?
Soccer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I coached with a policeman, Bob Kellum, for the last 10 years.
Bob's on the show next week.
Yes. He's a great coach, great policeman, and a great friend.
Yeah, he is a good guy. Now, what does a guy from the South Side know about soccer?
Well,
did you play soccer?
I played soccer in high school.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, did you really? Yeah. For Rita?
For Rita.
Yeah. They had a soccer team.
Yeah, and we were okay.
What year did you get out of Rita?
1985.
Oh, okay. All right. See, there was no soccer when I was a kid.
It wasn't like it is today.
No, it's big now.
Definitely,
huh?
It's huge. And we did play a little bit of club, but not like they do now.
You know, little side story. I went to Ireland, my first trip to Ireland, and I was promoting a book called Hooliganism. And I'm performing in Ireland, a stand-up act, and talking about soccer hooligans and everything, and nothing. Not a peep out of them. And finally, I get done with the act, and guy comes up and goes, "We call it football here." Okay, now I get it. Anyway, so soccer, but you don't coach anymore, huh?
Not anymore.
Why'd you hang it up?
Just wanted to spend time with the family.
Good for you.
Yeah, we were. It was got too busy.
How many kids you got?
I got three. My daughter just walked up with my wife.
Oh, just, terrific. Just in time. Yeah. We waited as long as we could, but okay. So glad you guys are
here. They like to make a dramatic entrance.
Sure they did. You know, fashionably late.
Fashionable entrance.
And so what made you think, I'm going to become a firefighter?
You know what? When I was, the summers, when I was in art school at U of I was working at Daly College, and I would talk to firemen as they were going in there to take tests for different things, and they described the hours to me, and then my brother-in-law, Bob
Houlihan.
You like
that one day on, 2 days off.
Oh, God, fantastic. And then Bob Houlihan that you talked to earlier, Bob, his father was a fireman, and really one of the only firemen I knew at the time, and he described the hours to me. I thought it would be perfect to do the two together.
Yeah.
And it's worked out very well.
So you were painting then too already.
Yeah.
Okay. Any interesting stories from the fires that you fought, or anything you want to talk about? You're a captain
what can
now.
We
you got to be
about?
Careful. Yeah, you got to be careful. You're the captain. Are you the head of that firehouse then?
Well, I'm the captain of the truck. The captain of the engine is usually in charge of the whole firehouse.
What engine are you at? In 29?
Engine 101.
Because you have a painting of engine 29 that I thought
it's
was very
129.
Cool. Oh, is it?
It's 129, yeah.
Is that yours?
No, I'm at engine 101, truck 41. We got 101 firemen back there. Chris, there we go.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And one of my guys back there,
Tommy
Burns.
Oh, those are your guys from the firehouse. That's terrific. Well, that's a cool idea. Your painting has a parochial feel to it. It's sort of neighborhood type stuff.
Definitely.
As a Mount Carmel, I looked up all your Mount Carmel stuff. I loved it.
Now, where's that at?
6410 South Dante, man. Yes, I mean, but it's just neighborhood. Anybody who's into this neighborhood would love your paintings and all your artwork and everything.
It's kind of like I was in with Jack Simmerling for a while.
Yeah.
You remember Jack?
Yeah,
and that was kind of his thing, the heritage of our neighborhood. And I've kind of continued with that. You know, Jack's been gone for a number of years now.
Yeah.
Like I had a T-shirt a few years ago. It was called Our Day. And I'm trying to celebrate our day, the day that we're in.
Yeah.
You know, and
it works.
It works. Yeah, it's been fun.
What's the website?
It's McCarthyFineArts.com.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
Because check it out because it's really cool and there's a lot of great stuff there. And is it like a storefront or is that what it is?
We have a storefront. We do framing. We've gone to appointment by appointment only.
Okay.
So sometimes it's hard to get in touch.
Is that because of COVID or?
COVID and then it's just cheaper to run it that way.
Yeah.
You know, the way the world's gotten, it's so expensive to have
someone
to run
there
a store.
All the time. Yeah.
So.
And when do you paint?
I usually paint in the mornings when I get home from the firehouse. So I'll paint 3 or 4 hours in the morning each day.
Yeah.
And then I went to the store and I frame and meet customers and things like that. So
you not only do the painting, you do the framing as well.
Yeah, and my wife helps me with it too.
Oh, good.
Yeah, okay. She's actually better at it than I am.
She probably does the financials. I would assume.
No comment.
Okay. So do you get razzed a lot at work? Hey, did you see that email we sent out, Van Gogh, the fireman?
I did. I like it. That was good.
All right.
When I first got on, I got razzed a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not so much anymore.
Well,
about
they're
the
used
artwork.
To
yeah,
yeah.
It's,
and you're a captain.
Yeah. Well, but even then, like, there was guys that would give you a hard time, and I'm like, well, you chose to be a roofer.
Yeah.
I chose to do something I love.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It kind of stopped that.
Yeah. Have you always been into the neighborhood paintings, or did you ever, you know?
I do a lot of paintings from around the country when we go on trips and stuff.
Oh, really?
And so
the
gallery has
your Ireland blog today, some of it.
Yeah, I can't believe that's still up there. That was 10 years ago.
Yeah, I know, but it's a great... and it was an eye-opener, was it not?
Going to Ireland?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Every way you look is beautiful.
It's a preview of heaven.
Oh, it's
We're
incredible.
Going again in October. Maybe you want to join us.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Okay. I'll be plugging that later.
I'm on furlough in the beginning of October.
Are you really?
Is it the beginning of October?
It's October 20th to the 27th.
But we'll see.
It's going to be fun. Now, what brought you to Ireland? You just wanted to go because
wanted
you're
to
Irish
go.
Roots.
Yes, and I wanted to go see where I was from. And
where are you from?
We're from Ballyhig.
Oh, yeah.
So, but I didn't get to go. I went, and my flights got delayed. It took me 36 hours to get to Ireland.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy? And by the time I got there, the trip I was with had already been there.
To Ballyhig?
They were now in Galway, so I had to meet them in Galway. So I have to get back.
I have a buddy, Dr. Joe Sheehan, who has a home in Ballyhig. He's just a terrific guy. He started the Galway Clinic with his brother. Yeah, what a guy.
Interesting.
So give me what's your day like? You go to the firehouse, and you don't do any painting at the firehouse, do you?
No,
can you?
Not at, I used to when I was younger. Oh, okay. I don't anymore.
Yeah. Why not?
But it's kind of my downtime.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
We just do our stuff at the firehouse. We have a lot to get done in the morning, right, guys? We never stop working. Never. We're working constantly. Yeah. There's no policeman here, I can tell. They'd be heckling us right now.
They'll start in on you when I get the coppers say, "Hey, yeah, firemen, the only ones who can make money on their backs." blah, blah, blah. Yeah. There's an interesting rivalry between
there
the
is.
Fire
yeah,
and the
oh,
police.
Yeah. Ask Bob Kelm how many. He sends me a different meme every day.
Oh, about,
yeah? Yeah, policeman.
Any job you can bring a pillow to work, it's a good job.
Bob Houlihan steps in and says, "Any job you can bring a pillow to work is a good day." You got the pillows there. Do you know the Horan brothers?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Tommy. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, what characters.
That whole crew.
They are a riot. All right, so tell me your stories. What do you, you know?
We have so many, and they're so unbelievable.
I believe them.
Yeah, they're trying to think some interesting ones that are, like, not off color. Like, that. It's so
hard.
We got a
button here.
Maddie, or Tommy. What about last night?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Just last night.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't really talk about it.
Where's your
Because of HIPAA.
Where's your firehouse?
We're at 69th and Bell.
Oh, okay.
69th and Hell.
Well, that's 69th and Bell's right near Rita, where you used
to. Yeah, it's between the old and the new.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
So we've had some good ones. We actually had that guy back there, Chris, fell through the stairs about 3 months ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that was an interesting day.
Fire. Yeah.
But he was okay.
Thank
he was
God.
Okay. Yeah. And he ran outside, grabbed a line, and put the fire out on the side of the house, right? They were looking for him. Where's the guy who went down? He's over there.
He's working. how many guys are on a truck?
We have normally five, but periodically, and it happens to us a lot, where we're down to four. It's called a variance.
So what's that mean?
It's a manning variance. Throughout the city, with our contract, they're allowed to do 30 a day where we're shorthanded.
Yeah.
And it definitely is noticed.
Do you get a lot of calls in that neighborhood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The truck far out runs the engine.
Oh,
no, yeah. I'm sorry. It's the other way around. I'm sorry. That poor 101, they run like crazy. But the truck, we're holding the place down just for fires. We're ready for the fires.
This is fireman lingo. I don't know what you're talking about. The fire holds the truck down? I don't get it.
What's that?
What does that mean?
No, we're holding the fort down.
Oh,
yeah,
holding the fort
down.
Okay, I got it. Yeah, okay. How many guys are... What's a shift? How many guys on a shift?
So we got five guys. When we are in a variance, there's nine firemen in the house. So
that's
five,
all?
Yeah, nine, and then we have two ambulances in the house, and there's two on each of those, two paramedics, so... Well, we normally have 13 to 14 in the house.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a fun day.
It is.
We have a good time. Yeah, all sorts of shenanigans going on at all times.
Don't they have a TV show about that? Is it Chicago Fire?
Chicago Fire.
Yeah. I've never watched it.
Me neither.
Why watch it when you have the real thing right here? Is it really?
It's awful.
I'll bet it is.
It's nothing
Holiday,
like it.
Hollywood.
Except the only thing that's the same is when we get back from a fire, Tom always takes his shirt off.
That's good. Very good. So do you try and capture some of this stuff in your artwork?
Yeah. You know what? I've been doing a lot of retirement paintings in the last couple of years. We had a great artist on the job named Lee Kowalski. I don't know if you ever heard of Lee.
Another artist.
Yeah, he was fantastic, and he passed away probably 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And so I've gotten more and more of that, and I really enjoy those. They take a lot longer than some of the other things I do, but I love them. They're a lot of fun.
What do you mean they take longer? What are they?
So I do paintings. Like right now I'm doing one. This guy was at six different houses. So I have the houses and the rigs, the apparatus.
Oh.
And then a picture of him. And it's just a huge painting that's celebrating this guy's career.
Oh, that's cool. So you got a lot of those, actually.
I do a lot of them on there, yeah.
You know what? I was reading your bio, and I had a question for you. When you were in college... His first commercial art experience were commissioned portraits of the view of I sororities. That's an interesting assignment.
I had an ulterior motive for that.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I didn't do any of the fraternities except for mine.
Yeah.
I did all the sororities so I could meet all the sorority girls.
Sure, yeah. What a great idea.
Yeah, it was fun.
Do you ever have them any au naturel paintings?
No,
your wife is
my wife's here.
And then would you sell them back the paintings?
The sorority paintings?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I would do one, and I would do prints of it. And
I was going to say scam, but it's not a scam. It's
It's
artwork.
It's artwork.
Yeah.
So they had a memory of their sorority. And
now, how did would you go in and pitch this to the sororities? Hi, you know, I'm Tim McCarthy. I'm a painter. And they were like, yeah, sure you are.
I would find a girl who was would get up and speak at the house meeting, and then I would pay her per print, everyone she sold.
Oh, wow.
So it was great. They made money. I made money. It worked out well.
Yeah, that's great. And were these individual portraits of the girls or just the sorority
house? It was the building. It was the sorority house,
okay,
yeah.
So they would have those memories forever.
Yeah.
Okay. Their animal house, looking back, yeah.
Very
yeah.
much so.
Really?
Yeah. Well, the fraternities were. The sororities were not.
Yeah. And was it that kind of atmosphere when you were in college at U of I?
Animal house?
Yeah.
Very much.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And back then at U of I, Mike White was the football coach.
Yeah.
So the place was a madhouse. The football players were running amok. That was when they were in the Rose Bowl and all that.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of years before we got there. But
you also do freelance artwork for the Southtown.
I haven't in a long time. But
and the Beverly Review, one of my favorite papers.
Yeah, I used to do a lot of cartoons for them.
How'd you go? You know, you went right out of college into teaching. Is that
no? I did fundraising for St. Rita.
Oh, that's right. So you were a fundraiser.
Yeah,
that's right. It was in marketing and all that stuff. Yeah. McCarthy's opened. You opened the art gallery in 2006, huh?
Yeah, we first opened on 95th Street, 95th and Wood.
Yeah.
And then we
I remember that.
Yeah, we bought our building.
Isn't that where Simmerling's thing was?
No, he was 103rd.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 103rd Wood. I bought or I rented a storefront from a guy on 95th Street just for a short time. He turned out to be kind of a bad landlord, so we bought our own building and moved over
Good
there.
Good for you.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
We've been busy.
What's your inventory like? I mean, is this stuff moving?
Well, it hasn't with COVID.
Yeah.
You know, we're not there that regularly. I just go in there a couple hours a day. But I hope that I want to do a show in the next couple of months and have a wine and cheese kind of gathering and
sure.
get people in there again. So,
because if you see, and they're not expensive.
No, well, I have originals that are the original paintings are the prints are less expensive.
Okay,
so something for everybody.
Yeah,
yeah. And I do a lot of home portraits and family portraits.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
How does that work? Do they sit for you, or they give you a photograph?
Photographs. Yeah, I go by for houses. I go by and take the pictures. For family portraits, I'll take the pictures, or they bring me photos.
Oh, cool.
So okay. Yeah, they're fun.
Yeah.
It's very challenging.
Now, what do you enjoy more, people or buildings?
I like doing people. I don't necessarily love doing portraits. I mean, but I have a...
But except for those sorority houses.
Those would be, yeah. Or the ones we talked about, like from okay. Titanic. Yeah. That would be fun. Doing those.
Okay.
But the I have a real fun painting that I love that I did a number of years ago called The Lads. It's an Irish
painting. Lads?
The Lads. And if you look it up, there's four guys leaning on a fence, and one of them is looking down the stone wall. And there's a Guinness sitting there.
Saw this.
He's looking at it with envy. You know, he wants that Guinness.
Yeah,
so I love doing those kind of paintings of people.
Sure. Yeah.
You just need to do more of them. Got to find time.
It's all about time because you have so much creativity and everything. Well, are you thinking about retirement and then just retiring into?
Doing that.
Yeah.
Full time. So Sue and I just bought a giant RV. It's
oh, really?
22 years old, and it's... so far, it's been nothing but a money pit.
Oh, sure.
But we hope to travel around the country and sell the wares at art shows.
Cool.
Yeah, it should be fun.
You know, there's a lot of... I was pushing my book one summer, and a couple of Irish guys took... There's a lot of Irish fairs all over this area for weeks and weeks and weeks. And it's an interesting atmosphere, you know, like a carnival atmosphere at these shows and stuff. And you'd have a blast.
I should do them. You got Gaelic Park. Did you do that?
Yes, I did that. But I went, where did I go? Oshkosh, Wisconsin. I went to Oshkosh Irish Fest. I'll never forget this. I went there and, you know, also a stand-up comedian. And they had you could compete for the Guinness Toast. And I wrote a toast. And it was down to like three people, the winners. And I thought, oh, I'm going to win this. And I don't know what, you win a case of whiskey or whatever. And they called me up there. Kathleen Keene, an old friend of ours, was also, you know, she's gorgeous. I thought she was going to win it. But I was stupid enough to go out there. Now there's 5,000 people in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Hi, everybody. Mike Houlihan from the south side of Wisconsin, with Chicago. And boo, the whole joint turned on me. They were hissing. So being the guy that I am, I said, kiss my, and turned around and gave him the finger, and then they went nuts. They almost ran me out of Oshkosh.
So did you win?
No, I did not win. They did the thing at the end where they put their hand over your head and the applause, and when they were ready to kill me. So that might have been my last Irish Fest, the Oshkosh Irish Fest.
Probably a good idea.
But they're fun, I'll tell you that. And they're all over the place. I mean, you know, you could go to all these Irish Fests, because you have an Irish name and everything. Yeah.
And those are the things that we're talking about. We'll probably set up shop at those kind of things.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
There's tons of there's a great one in Dublin, Ohio. It's huge. Dublin, Ohio. It goes for a week.
Okay.
I'll give you some information. I mean, but it's a really cool circuit, and it's all through the summer and everything. But your work, the paintings, has a cool thing because you have that firehouse background to it.
Yeah.
There's a real grit to it. It's cool. What is there a term for that kind of painting that you do?
Not that I know of.
No?
Okay. Just retirement gifts, and then
retirement gifts.
Yeah, a lot of them are. A lot of the fire ones are. I do them as retirement gift. Gifts.
Yes.
You know, guys retire.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Like Tommy Burns' dad is retiring next month, so I gotta.
Was it a surprise because you just gave it away on the radio?
No, I didn't. I didn't say anything that I'm doing a painting or anything. I didn't say anything like that. Except he's retiring.
You know, you're gonna wash his house or something. Yeah. So where do you do most of your painting? At home?
I have a studio at home that I work with watercolors.
Is that in the basement?
In the basement. Oh. Yeah.
But what about the lighting in the
situation?
Yeah,
I know. But my studio at the store, I have some northern light, and it's nice. So I paint. I do oils there.
Yeah. What do you use? A brush?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Just brushes. Yeah.
It's not
all
finger
brushes.
Painting. Okay.
With watercolors, it's little brushes.
Now, when your mom was showing you how to do this, were you just drew in a pencil or how?
No, she was painting.
No
kidding.
She was painting.
Yeah, she would do the home portraits as well.
And what's she doing now? Is
she's
she
passed.
In heaven?
Yeah, she's passed. She passed.
What was her name?
Alice.
Alice. And so she was a painter herself.
She was a painter, and her paintings were all signed just Alice.
Oh.
And she was fantastic.
Now, how do you sign them?
The full name, Timothy Scott McCarthy.
Oh, Timothy Scott McCarthy. Yeah.
Timothy S. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How many, do you ever think back to how many paintings you've done?
Oh, God, it's got to be thousands.
Oh, no kidding.
I had a guy come up to me within the last couple of years, it said I did a painting for him. And I said, well, what was it? And he said, an Aztec pyramid. And I just about spit out my beer. I'm like, what?
An Aztec pyramid.
I don't remember doing it. So I asked him, take a picture of it and send it to me.
Honest to God, you didn't.
He took a picture and he sent it to me. And then sure enough, I had painted it.
Wow.
Probably 20 years ago. But that's how many paintings I've painted.
Sure.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I probably do a couple home portraits a week.
Really?
Yeah, and then, like, I'm doing this big retirement painting right now that'll take a full week, if not more, to paint that because they're very detailed. And then various things throughout the week. You know, people order prints and things like that. So keeps you busy.
Now,
but there's enough time for golf. There's always enough time for
golf. Spoken like a fireman. what's the deal with these angst-ridden artists and painters like Van Gogh? Guy cuts off his ear. What's that all about?
I don't know. I've never had a bad day.
Yeah, I know. Look at him. He's having a blast. Yeah. Because these other, well, maybe they weren't selling their stuff.
That's
true.
That
would get to you after a while. You know, you're doing all this work. And ever have any interesting when you're doing someone sitting? The pizza's here. Pizza from Fox's Pizza. I want to give them a plug. It's the greatest pizza in Chicago.
Oh, it's fantastic.
There you go. Thank you, Timmy. Very good.
Pizza is fantastic from Fox's.
It's got to be Fox's.
Anything from Fox's is good.
Something else crossed my mind there. Just having a blast here at Cork and Carry with artist Tim McCarthy. Thank you, sir. That was the guy delivering the pizza from Fox's.
Fox's Pizza.
Okay, so tell me some stories about the firehouse. You got anything? You're being very circumspect.
Well, I don't want to get us in trouble.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we don't do anything wrong, ever. Yeah,
there's
nothing ever done wrong at the firehouse. You know what? I'm lucky. I'm back at the firehouse where I started, and it was great guys.
Oh, it's the same place you started?
Same place where I started. Yeah. It was a fantastic firehouse when I started. I was taught by a bunch of great firemen.
Yeah.
And now I get to work with a bunch of great firemen who make the job of being a captain.
And they're here for you
really
tonight.
Easy because they're good. They're great firemen.
Yeah.
You know? We're lucky we get to still do what we love, and it's a pretty busy firehouse. We get quite a bit of fires and a lot of other things that we do all day long.
What, like paramedic calls and stuff?
We're an ALS company, so we do EMS calls, traffic accidents.
Oh, wow.
We assist the police.
Yeah,
There's all sorts of things that come our way.
Yeah. And I'm sure you've seen a lot of tragedy over the years. Ever work that into any of the paintings? Or the paintings are all pretty.
Yeah, I have tried not to.
Good for you.
Yeah, I try not to bring it home too much. You know, I try not to.
Yeah.
We see a lot of craziness all day long, and my wife has kind of told me that she doesn't want to hear it all
the time.
Leave it there if you can, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And not saying my wife is super supportive of the fire department and the artwork, but sometimes the stories become the same story over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Tell me about it. I got firemen and policemen coming through here. But not, you're the first guy we've had who's also an artist. A fine artist.
Fine artist, oh, for sure.
What's the difference between an artist and a fine artist?
I don't know. I gave myself that title.
Yeah, so Billy goes, money. It's money.
Yeah, I could raise the prices with fine artist on that.
Yeah, yeah. You ever remember that Jonathan Winters bit where he's the artist and it's an old shtick. He's like Grandma Moses, or was she the painter? Grandma Moses or whatever. And then he gives the price and then he adds three little lines of steam coming off the pancakes. He goes, with steam, it's another $300 or whatever. But you don't do stuff like that. Most of yours, there's a real familiarity about it. You know, it's like bringing you back to when you were a kid.
Yeah,
that's the feeling you get.
Well, and that's you know, I'm trying to give people remembrances.
Yes.
Yeah. So I always say it's the
it's not. What do you call it? It's not realistic, but it is realistic.
It is and it isn't, but it's kind of being nostalgic.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
trying
it.
To bring be nostalgic about
that's
our neighborhoods.
That's the vibe I got from it. Yeah,
like we love where we came from.
Yes,
you know, that's why we all come back for the parade, and we move into neighborhoods, either our old neighborhoods or neighborhoods like our old neighborhoods.
Yeah.
You know, and they're very welcoming places.
You know, I was telling my son Patty, he was born in New York, and we were driving here tonight, and at one point, we thought about moving here. I was born here and everything, but I moved away when I was 22, and we lived in New York. So we're looking for a place around here, and I parked the car for a minute. I said, I'm going to run inside and make a phone call. This is back when there were pay phones.
Yeah.
And my wife, I ran into a bar. And I walk in the bar, and there's about 20 guys at the bar, and they all go, holy! And I went, I'm in trouble if I move back in this neighborhood. I'm in big trouble. Because they hadn't seen me in ages, but it's like, coming right home to you, you know. As a matter of fact, it's Frankie Hamer's birthday, and he's having a party tonight over at Ken's. I'll be heading over there later. Did you ever do any saloon paintings?
You know what? Jack Simmerling did that. Pubs of Beverly.
Yeah. Oh, did he?
Yeah, years ago. And I've often talked about doing something like that, but now there's another guy in the neighborhood. Dave McLean just did
Pubs of Beverly.
Yeah, he's a painter. He's a good friend of mine. I haven't done any saloon paintings. I probably should. I've often thought about doing that gate, you know, and including that into a painting of the Southside Parade. You know, they have the Guinness Gate on the front.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yeah, yeah.
So I think maybe that's what I'll do, something like that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have
you do paintings of the parade?
I have a Southside Parade that I did 20 years ago that still sells.
Cool.
Yeah, it's kind of a fun print.
Yeah.
So.
How do they make the prints? You do the painting, and then you send it to
a company. I used to, but now I can shoot film, and I have a beautiful big Epson printer that I do all myself.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, the technology today is amazing. You can do it. You can
Isn't
do beautiful
cheating,
work.
Isn't that kind of cheating,
though? Oh, no. It's beautiful. It's
not
better than
brush.
It was. Yeah. Well, I still do the brush.
Oh,
you still paint it.
Right. You did the painting. Okay. All right. So somebody wants to look at your painting, they go to
McCarthyFineArts.com.
McCarthyFineArts.com.
Or they call 708-636-5834.
That number again, Tim?
708-636-5834.
All right, cool. All right, we're right at the half-hour mark. We got to wrap this up. Want to thank you for coming. Keep
Thanks
doing
for
what
having
you're
me.
Doing.
Thank you very much.
I might be commissioning a painting one of these days.
Not a nude. I'm not going to do a nude.
Never mind. No, I'm just kidding. You don't want any nudes of me, I can tell you that. It's a little kind of fat now. But in my day, believe me,
quite a specimen.
Still pudgy. How the hell would you know? But the artist is an interesting character in history and in literature, and there you are.
Yeah.
You know? Do you ever get...
It keeps me out of trouble.
Yeah.
The artwork keeps me out of trouble. It keeps me busy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Van Gogh the Fireman, that's my name for you. All
Very
right.
good.
Thank you, Tim McCarthy.
Thank you.
Thank you for
Thank
everything
you, for
you do
me.
With the fire department. And keep painting.
I'm going to try.
Okay. God bless you, pal. And keep doing what you're doing. We'll be right back on Hibernian Radio. These messages from our friends.
Chicago firefighters first formed an independent firemen's association in 1901. Firefighter delegates met in 1918 at the American Federation of Labor Convention to form the International Association of Firefighters. Chicago, having been the second organization to join the American Federation of Labor, they were designated as IAFF Local 2. Over the next 100 years or so, Local 2 has been tempered through turbulent times and survived to prosper. In 1980, a contentious strike almost split the union, but the Brotherhood of the Barrel prevailed. Today, it's a stronger union because of that, as Local 2 is forever negotiating benefits for their members. Ask any of the members and they will tell you, as the faces of our ranks change over time, the men and women of Local 2 will always stand steadfast in our resolve to aid and assist those who find themselves in dire situations. Our brotherhood is our bond, and we celebrate our differences as a way to better serve the citizens of Chicago and keep each other safe. For more info, go to IAFF2.org.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150. When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third generation, family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRock, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Irish American News has been bringing you the news important to the Irish in Chicagoland for over 40 years. If you like mostly good news and information from all aspects of the Irish community, check out Irish American News. To advertise or subscribe, call our friend Cliff Carlson at 847-872-0700 or email him at cliff@irishamericannews.com. Irish American News, we've always been green.
Hey folks, Charlotte Houlihan here. Did you know that Hibernian Radio is now streaming worldwide on Global Irish Radio? Every Saturday night at 7 p.m. or 1 a.m. in Ireland, yes, the Irish are always way ahead of us, Check it out at globalirishradio.com or GIR.ie.
Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly institution at 99th and Western, as well as in Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. You got the best of both worlds. Still owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose mom and dad, Frank and Teresa, bought the Western location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. They opened the doors in Orland at 73 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. You'll recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, whose great times have been celebrated for generations of Chicagoland Irish. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner, whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza. It's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Beverly at 773-239-3212 or in Orland Park at 708-349-2111. They're proud sponsors of Hibernian Radio and all Irish first responders. Mention this show for a free toothpick. Gotta love that Fox's Pizza.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers are price competitive and still offer the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all of that corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com. Welcome back to the Flood Brothers.
And we're back on Hibernian Radio. What a beautiful night here out at Cork and Kerry. It's a little windy, but it's just a lovely summer night. And we're having a pint or two, the black stuff. I want to remind everybody that Rib Fest is coming up. The Emerald Society Rib Fest is at the local FOP Lodge 7 on July 19th. That's a Monday. I'll be there, and our friends will be there. I'm looking for the piece of paper, but it's Monday, July 19th. Once I find that, you know, you can all join us for that. Everybody come on out. You don't have to be a copper. It's ribs. Here it is. Monday, July 19th, 2021 at 7 p.m. to 11. Emerald Society of Illinois Rib Fest. It's at 1412 West Washington Boulevard. It's just a great night, and it's a great summer night, and you meet a lot of characters there, and it's just a lot of fun. So please join us as we support our police. And speaking of our police... I've also been honored, now it's official because they sent out invitations, to be invited to be the Man of the Year, the Emerald Society Man of the Year. And the Emerald Society, in case you didn't know it, is the Irish American Police Association of Illinois. So it's a great honor, and it's going to be a blast. And it's at Gaelic Park, September 11th, Saturday night. You're all going to be there, I hope. I'm going to start writing my speech now. I was just looking at it. It starts at 6 o'clock or something. And I said, I have to go easy because I don't want to be hammered when I'm giving my speech. That wouldn't be too cool, would it? Okay. Enough with the frivolity. We're having Rib Fest. Don't forget September. Oh, well, the other thing is going back to Ireland. October 20th through the 27th. Oh, here it is. Here's the Emerald Society invitation. Saturday, September 11th. 6 p.m. to 11, cocktail hour at 6, dinner served at 7:15, Gaelic Park in the Emerald Room. Of course, if you've been to Gaelic Park, you know how gorgeous it is, the Irish Country Club. And I'm really honored that they've asked me to be the Man of the Year. I'm pretty proud of that. And trying to figure a way to make a buck out of that somehow. It's got to be a way. My good thanks to Jeff Lang and Tom Cody for doing that. Anyway, so Rib Fest, the trip, October 20th to 27th. Oh, that's the other thing about the trip. Thank you, Patty. When we're in Ireland, we're going to premiere our film, In Search of Weeping Jim, at the Westport Town Hall Theater, City of Westport in County Mayo, where much of the film was shot in County Mayo. So it's going to be an interesting trip. It'll be the Irish premiere of that film. And, of course, everybody's invited, and you can join us in Ireland. So you'll hear more about that between now and then, ad nauseum. Okay. Billy, you know, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue, which we're on right now, I look in the window, Ken's, Wrong's, Hearts, or any of those great Irish saloons. I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist, and he says to me, "Hey, holy, who died?" Talked to my old pal PJ O'D today, the Irish obit scout, and he had a plethora of obits for me. But for those of you who don't know, he was one of the greatest footballers in Irish history. He's 95 years old, and he's still knocking them out of the park, sharp as a tack. The great PJ O'Day and his lovely wife, Mary. So my thanks to them every week. They help me out. Okay, Frank Sullivan. Francis J. Frank Sullivan, age 91. This is a lovely way of putting something when someone dies. In God's care on June 18th. He went into God's care. He was the beloved husband of Sally Sullivan for 63 years. And the loving father of Molly Sullivan, who's married to the Honorable Tom Murphy. Hey, we were talking about Tom Murphy, former alderman of the 18th Ward, a Tommy Moore guy. Anyway, and Matt, he was also the father of Matt Sullivan and the late Sarah L. Sullivan. Frank Sullivan was an alumnus of Loyola Academy, earned his BA at Loyola University, United States Army veteran of the Korean War. Frank was a newspaper reporter and public relations executive who served as the press secretary for Mayor Richard J. Daley. Now, that was a job. And if any of you remember when Mayor Daley died, his death was announced on the air by Frank Sullivan. He was his right-hand man. God rest his lovely soul, Frank Sullivan, 91. Also, Henry Keene, 94, born in Ballina, Labashita, County Clare, Ireland. Beloved son of the late Charles and Mary. Devoted husband of the late Maureen for 59 years. And the loving father of Jim. The dear friend of Tom Dunn. Henry worked as a plumber and foreman for the Chicago Transit Authority, CTA, for more than 30 years. Retired and became an artist. Oh, another artist who painted Irish country scenes with paintings in homes and businesses throughout the U.S., Ireland, and was featured in St. Kieran's Church in Labashita. Painted the mural for floats in the annual Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade. He was a member of Gaelic Park, active volunteer supporting their social events. He was known for his Irish step dancing and was also asked to give us a hornpipe at local events. Loved Irish music and performed in part Irish set dancing groups for over 25 years. He was a president of the Clare Association and a proud member of the Kerry Association. God rest his soul, Henry Keene. You know, if somebody asked me to give him a hornpipe, I'd look at them with a strange glint in my eye. Teresa Marie Loftus, age 62, of River Forest, my old hood. Devoted daughter of Arlene and the late Thomas Loftus. Loving sister of Thomas, Mark, Patrick, and Timothy. T is also survived by her cat, Riley, who is dutifully by her side through all her struggles. God rest her soul, Teresa Marie Loftus. Also, Michael P. Keene, 77, a native of Letterard, Carna, County Galway. Beloved brother of Peter, Nora, Sean, the late Coleman, Pat, Mary, and Martin. God rest his lovely soul, Michael P. Keene. Maureen Ennis, just like the town in Ireland and County Clare, Ennis. Maureen Ennis Nee Finnegan, 88, Shoreline, Washington, joined her beloved husband Larry in heaven. Devoted mother and best friend of Pat Ennis, Linda, Mary Ennis, Sue, and Joan Ennis. God rest her soul, Maureen Ennis. And I think we can close up the crypt, Billy, because that's all the obits we got. But stick around because we've got a more frivolity coming up. We got music. We got all kinds of stuff. Thanks for joining us on Hibernian Radio. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers are price competitive and still offer the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all of that corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com. Welcome back to the Flood Brothers.
Hey, everybody. This is Charlotte Houlihan. Don't touch that dial. My grandpa will be right back some more Hibernian Radio. He said something about seeing a man about a horse. Sounds like I'm actually going to get that pony after all.
Irish American News has been bringing you the news important to the Irish in Chicagoland for over 40 years. If you like mostly good news and information from all aspects of the Irish community, check out Irish American News. To advertise or subscribe, call our friend Cliff Carlson at 847-872-0700 or email him at cliff@irishamericannews.com. Irish American News, we've always been green.
On the death walk of saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by to Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Hi, everybody. Your old friend, Mike. Hey, we got Froggy McGuire in the house tonight. Big hi to Froggy and all the folks who came down to hear their pal, Tim McCarthy. And you know, when you're a guest, we appreciate it if you do bring your friends, because it's great to have a party here. Here at the old Cork and Kerry. Now, as many of you know, you can always catch the podcast at hibernianradio.org. Of course, we're on Saturday nights from 7 to 8 on WSBC, and we're also on Global Irish Radio from 7 to 8 on Saturdays. But you can always get them. Once the podcast is up, it's up forever. If you miss it, you can go back months later and still listen to the same show. You got to go to hibernianradio.org. Now, you'll notice one thing when you go to that site, is that there's a synopsis of every show along with the podcast. Now, you don't think I write those, do you? Because I don't. And they are written by our trustworthy special projects producer, Sarah Hand, young lady from Carrickmacross, Ireland. She's quite the character. I hope she's listening. Now, well, she has to listen. See, it's part of her job. She has to listen. Now, she came to me this week. And, you know, she has a musical background as well from being in County Monaghan, Carrickmacross. And she said some friends of hers in Ireland have performed a song, an Irish trio. This is the press release. The Irish trio released an old Irish prayer. Well, that's the Hail Mary. And transformed it into a healing song. You're familiar probably with Clannad, famous Irish group. And Sean Mulrooney from Tau, whatever, T-A-U, I don't know. See, most of this is Gaelic-oriented, and Sarah Hand speaks fluent Gaelic, but I don't. So I really have no idea what they're saying in this song. They could be saying all kinds of horrible things about me. but I doubt it. Anyway, this song was released 2 days ago, summer solstice. It's inspired by the multifaceted and complex spiritual traditions of Ireland. Sligo-based singer-songwriter Rainbow Starlight, you think that's her real name? Has composed a powerful and ethereal melody for one of Ireland's best-loved ancient prayers, the Hail Mary. Starlight says, "We have experienced many waves of imperial and religious conquest in Ireland, and despite concerted efforts to remove the essence of the feminine from the collective psyche, the spiritual connection of the Irish people to the anyway, she's very proud of it, and we're going to listen to it. It's in Irish. It's beautiful, and it's for you, Sarah Hand. So hear it, and your friends owe you now for this. So here it is. I can't pronounce the name of the song, so I'm just going to call it the Hail Mary in Irish. Okay?
She the Vahawira Atoll on the Grosta Tontirna Lattis Banahu Idarmano She the Vahawira Atoll on the Grosta Tontirna Lattis Banahu Spada the road of Rinaisa and leave it out. We are an inch, August, Mosham.
Okay.
seremos
amados. Deep, deep in deep, the south deep. Side of Chicago.
Get me out of here.
So deep, deep. All the way up to 93rd Street.
Get me out of here, please.
Across the tracks. Where they only spoke Yaki Dak.
Oh.
And the people barely survived on a strict diet of crunchy bones and bamboo.
Hey, man, you want another drink?
Yes.
Can I get you two?
This yeah. is almost 70 years we're talking.
70
when
years?
The mix what? His teeth,
oh.
Something entered his cranium.
His cranium?
And wormed around his frontal lobes and took him to a state of mind.
Mind, yes. mind, mind.
Hidden place on the other side of bunkers.
Welcome.
A crazy, silly, screwy.
Have a seat.
Known as... Hoolytown.
Hoolytown.
Welcome to Hoolytown. Don't stay too long, though.
How come?
Because you might not come back. Welcome to Hoolytown.
Why, thank you.
And you're welcome.
Yeah, welcome to Hoolytown, everybody. This is where it's at. I love Hoolytown. And you never know what could happen in Hoolytown, you know? Anything can happen. So while I'm here, I'm wondering if, Billy, you could please give me a hand with this door. Push it, push it, push it, push it, push it, push it, push it. Jennifer Aniston said she would proudly say she banged David Schwimmer, but she didn't.
Who cares?
Seth Rogen and Conan O'Brien smoke weed together on live TV.
Who cares?
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's royal feud take center stage in new Lifetime movie trailer.
Who cares?
Jennifer Aniston reveals where her relationship with ex-husband Brad Pitt stands today.
Who cares?
Good Girl star Isaiah Stannard shares why Harry Styles is his queer hero.
Who cares?
Sharon Stone's thoughts on Meryl Streep are raising eyebrows across the internet.
Who cares?
Chris Brown accused of striking a woman in his Los Angeles home. What else is new?
Who cares?
Lori Loughlin and Mosina Gigliani jet off to Mexico after completing their prison time.
Who cares?
And finally, Anderson Cooper. Close
Who
it up.
Cares?
Close it up. Push it, push it, push it, push it, push it. Let me reach up there. Watch out for that Anderson Cooper. I don't want him standing behind me. Let me get that latch at the top. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Patty and Mick were both laid off, so they went to the unemployment office. When asked his occupation, Patty answered, "Knicker stitcher. I sewed elastic onto ladies' knickers and thongs." The clerk looked up knicker stitcher on his computer and finding it classified as unskilled labor, he gave him €80 a week unemployment pay. Mick was next in, and when he asked his occupation, replied, "Diesel fitter." Since a diesel fitter was a skilled job, the clerk gave Mick $160 a week. When Patty found out, he was furious. He stormed back into the office to find out why his friend and co-worker was collecting double his pay. The clerk explained, "Knicker stitchers are unskilled labor, and diesel fitters are skilled labor." "What skilled, old Patty?" "I sew the elastic on the knickers and thongs." Then Mick puts him over his head and says, "Yep, diesel fitter." Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening. We will see you later. Bye. Come on by. We're having a blast here every Wednesday night here at Cork and Carry. Don't forget the trip. Don't forget all that stuff. You'll be hearing more about it. God bless you all. Thanks for listening. See you later. Bye.